us who you are.
I'm Abdullah Al-Shakhsi. I'm the CEO and founder at Phase Venture and a proud board member and part of the Spot family. So maybe a little bit more about Phase Ventures. First, we're the first private venture capital firm based out of Oman, which is a country here in the Middle East. And we are particularly focused on early stage investments in technologies that we feel are going to be very disruptive to traditional industries and potentially create a lot of value for our region and hopefully the world. A bit more about myself. I've kind of been interested in investing as far back as I can remember, even into my teenage years, as actually when I started getting into the investment world and started trading first public markets and eventually made my way into private equity. And then in 2018, founded Phase Ventures as a venture capital firm. And, you know, shortly after, came across you guys, and it was a great start to an interesting relationship.
Why Spotlight?
Well, as I mentioned, as Phase Ventures, we're particularly interested in disruptive technologies that are shaking up traditional industries. We feel like we see a lot of advancements, especially in consumer technology and leveraging AI. You know, everyone's walking around with an iPhone. They can speak to it and has natural language processing and all sorts of machine learning tools. And this is like the status quo and the normal of consumer technology, but it's not necessarily the case in every industry. And particularly in the energy industry, we saw still a gap in terms of leveraging what's out there in the software world to really do things better. And, you know, we spend a lot of time working with industry partners in Oman, especially here. We work with our national oil company, Petroleum Development Oman. And actually, we run an accelerator together, which was the first energy-focused accelerator program launched in the entire region. And through that relationship, you know, we look into areas of opportunities within the energy sector. And, you know, we bring that thesis of we feel like some of these areas can be improved or disrupted by cutting edge software and new ways of thinking. And in 2019, during our sourcing for the second cohort of the accelerator program, we came across Habib. And, you know, we started looking into what Spotlight was doing as a team. And we thought it fit exactly the kind of stuff we're doing and the kind of stuff that we were looking for. And more than that, we felt that the team was the right team to do it, because that's a very important part for us as Phase Ventures. First of all, obviously, we want to work with people that we enjoy working with. And I definitely enjoy working with Habib and the whole team. But also, venture capital and startup world inherently means trying to solve very difficult problems and doing it for the first time. And not necessarily having a long track record to reference when you start working with someone. So that means all you have to go by is the character and the character of the team and how much trust you have that these are the right people to solve this problem. So, you know, the people part of Spotlight is an important reason of why we were so interested. So not just the type of problem that Spotlight was solving, that it was bringing, you know, machine learning and AI into a particularly challenging problem within the energy sector. That's one part of the story. But the other part is that these are the right people to solve this problem. And that's what drew us to Spotlight and started the relationship in 2019. And of course, we worked together through the accelerator program with PDO and really built that relationship, working very closely on an actual project with PDO. And I think that's where we started to see how we could work together, and that as a team, we're working well together, and we built a lot of trust, and we built a lot of kind of excitement towards what we could do next. And that's what led us to, you know, wanting to invest in Spotlight and being part of that family and that journey.
What is your vision of the energy of the future?
Well, I think that's a very difficult question to answer with perfect precision, but I think the trend line is very clear and has always been clear to us at Phase Ventures. We strongly believe that the world as a whole is moving towards net zero carbon future. That's inevitable because our demand for energy and our demand for resources has put a great strain on the global environment, and we've seen the effects of that. And it's simply no longer sustainable to continue on this path. We have to correct the path. Now, how do we get there? And what's the transition going to look like? What's the mix going to look like? I think these are still interesting questions. I think we are seeing now that certain use cases and certain technologies are perfect matches, but we're seeing other areas where the use cases that we need, we still might not have the technology for that. Solar is fantastic in certain regions and certain climates, but geothermal is fantastic in other regions and other climates. And so I think the real answer is it's going to be a more diverse future, actually. And it's going to be a future where we are going to have to be more creative in the technologies that we apply. But each use case is going to have a technology that fits it the best. And each region and each climate and each purpose will maybe be suited for a different technology. And so it'll be interesting to see which players kind of start specializing. And, you know, perhaps some of the industry players are betting on storage parts of the equation. Some are betting on production, whether it's solar or wind or geothermal. And then, you know, we have technology players like Spotlight who are betting on the technology aspect. So whatever the case, they're going to be interesting problems to solve. And we need teams and startups like Spotlight to come in and build the technology layer that goes on top of whatever the hardware layer is going to be to solve our energy needs of the future.